First of Kings, chapter 12. So Solomon has died, but the prophet Adonijah said to him that because you've sinned so much, you are going to lose most of the kingdom. It's going to be torn away from you. And Jeroboam is going to get 10 other tribes, and Rehoboam is going to get a couple of them. Well, that is what happened. We're going to read how it happened. Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. It happened when Jeroboam, son of Nebat, heard of it, for he was still in Egypt, where he'd fled from the presence of Solomon. And they sent and called him. Jeroboam and all the assembly of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore make the grievous service of your father and his heavy yoke which he put on us lighter, and we will serve you." So Solomon had fallen down a long way. When the queen of Sheba came to see him, she said, "Wow, all your servants are so happy." But actually, it didn't stay like that. He started to abuse the people and to treat them really badly. When we read about him building all these treasure cities and store cities for his horses and chariots, we read that he had thousands of men working for him and he had taskmasters over them. That's just like happened in the time of the Exodus, when the Pharaoh did the same. He wanted them to build store cities. He made the Israelites serve as slaves with taskmasters over them. And of course, although it's a different Pharaoh, Solomon had married Pharaoh's daughter, so he's rather influenced by Pharaoh. So the people ask him to just make things a bit easier. And he said to them, "Go away for 3 days and then come back." And the people left. Now that was wise. People say, "Give me a decision now." You don't have to. You can say, "No, give me some time to pray about it and to think about it." King Rehoboam took advice with the old men who had stood before Solomon his father. They said, "If you will be a servant to this people this day and will serve them and answer them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever." Now this is the idea of servant leadership. If you will serve this people. So if you're a leader, as Rehoboam was a king, you lead by serving. And Jesus was the great example that he was the king, but he was the servant of all. But he ignored the advice of the old men which they had given him and took advice with the young men who had grown up with him. He said to them, "What advice do you give? When the people ask, 'Make the yoke that your father put on us lighter,' the young men replied, 'You shall tell them, your father made our yoke heavy, make it lighter for us,' but you shall say to them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. Whereas my father burdened you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father whipped you with whips, but I will whip you with scorpions.'" What that means is that he was going to be harsh with them. He was going to be tough with them. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day. The king answered the people roughly. He forsook the advice of the old men, and he spoke to them according to the advice of the young men, saying, "My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions." People have a tendency, I think, to like to be tough, to like to be rough with people when you've got power, or so you think. And so young people often haven't learnt that lesson, but that is not the way to go. Rehoboam took advice with the young people, and so that's what he did. He answered them rough and tough, throwing his weight around. And it didn't work out. Now, that doesn't always mean that old people are always right and young people are always wrong. You think of situations in the life of Jesus where he was relatively young and yet the elders in Israel were so terribly wrong. That wasn't the only time when it was like that. So the king didn't listen to the people, for it was a thing brought about of God, that he might establish his word, which he had spoken by Ahijah to Jeroboam, son of Nebat. So then what that shows is that when mistakes are made and people do things, there's also this element that it is of God, that God works through even people's mistakes and their unwisdom. When all Israel saw that the king didn't listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, "What portion have we in David? Neither do we have an inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, Israel. Now see to your own house, David." So Israel departed to their tents. But as for the children of Israel who lived in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. King Rehoboam sent Adoram, who was over the men subject to forced labor, and all Israel stoned him to death with stones. And King Rehoboam made speed himself to get to his chariot to escape to Jerusalem. So Israel rebelled against the house of David to this day. When all Israel heard that Jeroboam had returned, they sent and called him and made him king over them. When Rehoboam had come to Jerusalem, he assembled all the house of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin, 180,000 chosen men who were warriors, to fight against the house of Israel, to bring the kingdom back again to Rehoboam, son of Solomon. But the word of God came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, "Thus says Yahweh, you shall not go and fight against your brothers, the children of Israel." That's obviously wrong, to fight against your brothers. "Everyone return to his home, for this thing is of me." So they listened to the word of Yahweh and returned. Well, that's very humble, because they were all worked up, all revved up, ready to go fight. And God said, "No, don't fight." And that was good that they accepted that. Then Jeroboam built Shechem and lived in it. And he said in his heart, "The kingdom will return to the house of David. If this people goes up to offer sacrifice in the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem, then the heart of this people will turn again to their lord, to Rehoboam, king of Judah, and they'll kill me and return to Rehoboam." So the king made two calves of gold. You think of Aaron making the golden calves. And he said, "It's too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Here are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt." He actually quotes the words of Aaron when he made the golden calf and God punished Israel so severely. He put one in Bethel and the other he put in Dan. This thing became a sin, for the people went to worship before the one, even to Dan. He made houses on the high places and made priests from among all the people who were not of the sons of Levi. Jeroboam ordained a feast in the 8th month, on the 15th day of the month, like the feast that is in Judah. And he went up to the altar, he did so in Bethel, sacrificing to the calves that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places that he had made. He went up to the altar which he had made in Bethel on the 15th day in the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart. And he ordained a feast for the children of Israel and went up to the altar to burn incense. So he creates another religion. And very often we read of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. It was obviously wrong. He was quoting the very words of Aaron when he made the golden calf. "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." So division between Israel and Judah was a punishment, it was a judgment. If we ourselves willfully divide from our own brothers in faith, we are judging ourselves. All division between people is really a judgment from God, and yet it's brought about by people, and yet it is, as it says here, of God. And it's a tragedy, really, but it all came about because people were following the flesh and not the things of God. And Jeroboam did all this, we're told, because he feared in his heart that they might go up to the temple to worship and they therefore might go back to Rehoboam as their king. So many people do bad things because they fear. What if they think like, "Oh, what if that person knows too much about me? I'm going to kill him." So many things happen because of fear. We needn't fear. We need to just trust in God and it will all work out.